Section. Context. This is a follow-up to running Unity Headless in Docker with GPU rendering, RTSP camera streaming, and MAVLink. That post got a drone simulation running in Docker with dual RTSP camera streams. But the terrain was a flat gray mesh with elevation contours. No textures, no buildings, no roads. The main camera showed something recognizable. The streaming cameras showed uniform gray. The simulation project had pre-built terrain asset bundles with detailed village geometry, buildings with textured walls, roads, terrain surfaces, vegetation. The bundles were originally built on Windows with Unity 2022.3 and the HDRP render pipeline. Our headless Docker runs Unity 6 with the built-in render pipeline on Linux/Vulkan. This post documents the journey from everything is magenta to that's a recognizable village. Section, the rendering pipeline problem. Section, what is an asset bundle? Unity asset bundles are compiled archives of game assets, meshes, textures, materials, and entire scenes that can be loaded at runtime. They're used to ship large terrain datasets separately from the main application binary. The critical detail, shader variants are compiled into the bundle at build time, targeting a specific graphics API and render pipeline. A bundle built for Windows/DirectX with HDRP contains HDRP shader bytecode that is meaningless to a built-in RP player running Vulkan on Linux. Section, the mismatch. When Unity loads a material whose shader doesn't exist in the current player, it substitutes the error shader, a flat magenta color that screams something is wrong. Every building, road, and terrain surface in the village, magenta. Section, attempt 1. Rebuild the bundle, 3 failures. The terrain rebuild guide, written in a previous session, documented a plan. Copy the source project, open it in Unity 6, and rebuild the bundles for Linux. Section, failure 1. The scene doesn't exist. The existing terrain bundle contained a scene called Village Terrain Standard v3.unity. This scene was not in the source repository. Someone had built it on a Windows workstation, likely through the Unity Editor GUI, and never committed the scene file to Git. The bundle was the only copy. We searched the entire NFS-mounted project, find across 15 gigabytes of assets, checking Git history for deleted files, scanning .meta files for bundle tags. The scene simply didn't exist outside the compiled bundle. Lesson: asset bundles are a one-way compilation. If you lose the source scene, you can't decompile the bundle back. Section, failure 2. Editor can't load runtime scene bundles. The fallback plan: load the existing bundle in the Unity editor, extract the scene, convert materials, and rebuild for Linux. Unity scene loading from asset bundles only works in a built player at runtime. The editor scene manager cannot load scenes from compiled bundles. Editor scene manager.openscene also fails because the scene isn't a project asset. It's a serialized blob inside the bundle binary. 3 attempts with different loading strategies, load scene, load scene async, editor scene manager.openscene, all crashed or returned invalid scene handles. Lesson: scene type asset bundles are opaque at editor time. You cannot extract, inspect, or modify their contents in the editor. Section, failure 3, compilation errors in batch mode. Even getting to the loading code was a struggle. The project had 2 batch mode compilation blockers. 1. ds/hla-interop package, a local Unity package, packages/com.example.hlinterop, that references types from the main assembly. The build script already handled this by temporarily moving the package directory before building. mv/packages/com.example.hlinterop temp. 2. URP setup script, a leftover setup URP.cs editor script that imported Unity engine.rendering.universal, which isn't installed in a built-in RP project. Fixed by wrapping it in hashtag if Unity has URP. Section, attempt 2, runtime material conversion, success. Since we couldn't rebuild the bundle, we fixed the materials at runtime. After the bundle loads, iterate every renderer and replace broken materials with standard shader equivalents. Section, the existing terrain material fix. The project already had a terrain material fix.cs component that ran on start, with a delayed invoke. Its original implementation. This checked URP's base map and standards main text, but missed HDRP's base color map. More importantly, it relied on has property, which returns false when the material shader is the error shader, because the error shader doesn't declare these properties. Section Discovery. The bundle already uses standard shader. A critical finding from the runtime logs. The bundle name included _sddrp, standard RP. Someone had already converted the materials to standard shader before building the bundle. The shaders were standard. The problem wasn't the shader. It was that the shader variants were compiled for DirectX, not Vulkan. Unity loads the standard shader name correctly, but the compiled shader code doesn't execute on Vulkan. The material appears valid, shader name says standard, but renders as if broken. Section, the texture lookup approach. When a bundle loads, all assets, including textures, are loaded into memory, even if the material can't reference them through shader properties. The key insight, enumerate all loaded textures and match them to materials by name. Section, the name matching problem. First run with the texture lookup. 581 textures found, 0 matched. The debug log revealed why. Material names from the bundle were Windows file paths. Texture names in memory were just file names without paths or extensions. The matching logic needed to extract the file name from Windows style paths. Section, results. 894 out of 956 materials rendered correctly. The vast majority of buildings, roads, terrain surfaces, and vegetation. The 52 unfixable materials had their textures on a Windows UI, drive at bundle build time. The texture files were never included in the bundle. They were external references that only existed on the original build machine. These render as flat colored surfaces using the material's base color. Not ideal, but recognizable. Section, fixing the skybox. With materials sorted, the next issue was obvious. The entire sky was magenta. The loaded bundle scene overrode render settings.skybox with its own sky material, an HDRP Enviro sky shader that doesn't exist in our built NRP player. Section, attempt 1, load a six-sided skybox from resources. The material loaded, but the sky was still magenta. The skybox / six-sided shader was being stripped from the build. Unity's shader stripping removes and used shader variants to reduce build size. Since no scene material directly referenced the skybox shader, the build optimizer removed it. Section, attempt 2, procedural skybox. Same problem, shader.find, return null. The procedural skybox shader was also stripped. Section, the fix, always included shaders. Unity's graphics settings.asset has an m_always_included_shaders array. Shaders listed here are never stripped, regardless of whether any material references them. The magic numbers 106 and 104 are Unity's built-in shader file IDs. After adding these, the procedural skybox loaded correctly. Lesson, if you create materials at runtime via new material, shader.find, the shader must be in m_always_included_shaders or it gets stripped from the build. Section, fixing the lighting. With the skybox fixed, the terrain was visible but washed out at distance. The bundle scene had HDRP fog settings that, when interpreted by built-in RP, created a dense fog effect that reduced distant terrain to a uniform color. Section, streaming camera positioning. The final issue was non-rendering. The drone's body camera was showing nothing but blue sky. Section, the rotation bug. In Unity's coordinate system, rotating -90 degrees around the x-axis from a forward-facing camera points it straight up. The body camera was a belly camera that stared at the sky. Fix x, 90, positive, points the camera straight down, a proper nadir view. Section, altitude tuning. The drone's initial altitude was 300 mmSL. The terrain ranges from 125 m to 212 mmSL. At 300 m, the drone was 100-175 m above the village, too high for detailed building views. Section, the complete runtime fix pipeline. The final terrain material fix runs as a mono behavior with default execution order, -300, to ensure it fires early. The fix sequence. Section, performance. The entire runtime fix adds negligible overhead. It runs once, 8 seconds after scene load, and takes less than a frame to complete. GPU memory usage on an NVIDIA RTX 3060, 6 GB. Minimum VRAM requirement, 2 GB at 1080p, 3 GB comfortable at 4K. Section, what didn't work? Summary. Section, what worked? Section, viewing the result. The protocol's equals TCP flag remains essential on Ubuntu 24.04. GStreamer's UDP transport still fails with the IPv6 address family error documented in the previous post. Section, remaining limitations. 1. 52 materials without textures. Their texture files were on a Windows drive, /i/textures, at bundle build time, and never embedded. These render as flat colored surfaces. Fix requires rebuilding the bundle on the original Windows machine, with all textures accessible. 2. Terrain boundary. The terrain mesh covers a finite area. Beyond the edge, only the skybox ground color is visible. A larger terrain bundle or procedural terrain extension would fix this. 3. No normal maps recovered. The name matching approach could recover albedo textures, but normal map naming conventions in the bundle were inconsistent. Buildings appear flat without normal mapping. Section, key takeaways. 1. Asset bundles are platform locked underscore and underscore pipeline locked. A bundle built for Windows/HDRP won't render on Linux/built-NRP. Even the same shader name, standard, compiles to different bytecode per platform and graphics API. 2. Scene bundles are opaque. You cannot load, inspect, or modify a scene bundle in the editor. The scene data is serialized into a format that only the runtime player can deserialize. If you lose the source scene, you're stuck with what's in the bundle. 3. Resources.find objects of type all is your escape hatch. When shader mismatches break material to texture references, the textures are still in memory. Enumerate them and rebuild the references manually. 4. Shader stripping is aggressive. Any shader used only via shader.find at runtime, not referenced by any scene material, will be stripped from the build. Add it to m_always-included-shaders in graphics settings.asset. 5. Runtime material conversion is viable. Processing 956 materials at startup takes negligible time. It's not as clean as rebuilding bundles from source, but when the source is unavailable, it's the pragmatic path. 6. Windows paths and asset metadata persist. Materials built on Windows carry their original texture paths as metadata, material name, texture references. Cross-platform tooling must handle backslashes, drive letters, and case-insensitive matching. Running Unity 2019.4 headless in Docker with GPU rendering, RTSP camera streaming, and MAVLink. Connecting PX4 SITL to a headless Unity simulation in Docker.